Today, we're back in the mountains, and we're going to set up our own full-scale avalanche to see its deadly effects. If all goes to plan, the whole mountainside will come crashing down. To trigger the avalanche, the team will drop four 28-pound charges from a helicopter.
Hello, Dave, this is Danny, over.
We're already heading up the mountain, and we're hoping for a big one, but it's way too dangerous for any human. Instead, we'll place a life-size replica skier in the avalanche fall line. It's fitted with a transceiver, which is used by backcountry skiers. It sends out a signal, which rescuers can track, even if it's buried deep.
Once the avalanche is triggered, we're sending the search and rescue guys, see how long it actually takes them to reach the dummy. And then the team are going to bury me in the snow and see if I would have lasted long enough for them to reach me and make it out alive.
Once the danger zone is cleared, we call in the helicopter. Hovering 20 feet above the summit, they're taking their positions. Now they start their bombing run. The heli team will drop four charges, but the clock's already ticking. These bombs have 2-minute fuses. The chopper must be 500 yards away from the explosion, or the shockwave will knock them out of the sky.